collector. I remember how it used to be.
Distribution and stores won't check us. We get no shows and can't perform for you. That means no checkers. We get no shows and can't perform for you. That means no dough to put out record number two. We get no shows and can't perform for you. That means no dough to put two to show some support to your favorite MCs. Four to make these. Cause if not, you'll have no right to complain. Yo, whatever happened to what's his name? He was dope. Fans would appreciate lyrics and think deep when they hear it.
Now you hardly ever
listen.
What
take attention. Fans would appreciate lyrics and think deep when they hear it.
Now you hardly
really listen. What take attention. I understand that it works both ways. You gotta have an MC that got something to say. But every day, kids are saying lines and quotes from a watered down flow and swearing it's dope when it's not. Even close to hot, I'll spit a freestyle better right there on the spot. With lyrics that'll make you use your brain. When you figure it out, you'll think it's insane. Hidden messages, metaphors and topics. I'm saying something clever every time that I drop it. Take the song and stop it and listen again. Understand what I'm saying? Now go tell a friend. I know you like the beats and wanna nod your head, but don't disregard everything that is said. Put it all together, that's what I'm wishing. A lot of fans hear, but they really don't listen. Cats would rock live shows and freestyle in the flows.
Now you hardly ever.
Less an instrumental.
Almost never ever.
Off the mental.
Used to be.
Cats would rock live shows and freestyle in the flows.
Now you hardly ever.
Less an instrumental. Off the men nowadays, an artist, I use that term loosely. See him on stage, standing there with some loose leaf, lip syncing, or rhyming over his tracks, with vocals in the back, sounding whack. Come on, I could've just listened to your CD, skip over some tracks and stayed home for free. But that ain't me, I could never let it be. You don't deserve the title or initials MC, that's for BT. Born talent for sure, want a real live show? Catch me on tour. I spit flows that's free for you to see. Not everything is straight from my LP. I get the crowd involved with participation, hanging on my every word with anticipation. It's different every set, that's how it should be. Mr. Dope live shows, well come and see me.
Used to be.
DJs would use scratches and chop beats by the batches.
Now you hardly ever.
Sample old breaks.
Almost never ever.
Digging the crates.
Used to be.
DJs would use scratches and chop beats by the batches.
Now you hardly ever.
Sample old breaks. In the crates.
Hip-hop.
It used to be fun, but nowadays it's different.
Hip-hop.
It used to be fun, but nowadays it's different.
Hip-hop.
It used to be fun, but nowadays it's different.
Hip-hop.
It used to be fun.
back like this. To the essence. Born town.
Halftime Radio Show 89.1 FM. And we want you to know that it happens online. It happens in emails, chat rooms, and over IM. And although it may seem like something inevitable, there is something you can do about it. To stop an internet bully, simply delete their messages and never forward them on. For more information on how to stop cyberbullying, visit www.ncpc.org. Again, that's www.ncpc.org. This has been a public service of WNYU. And my man Born Talent, he's a cyberbully.
Yeah.
He definitely sometimes is. My man Avid is a cyberbully.
It's good, Eclipse.
What's up?
It's good, Skiz, Mars, Petey.
Yeah, the whole crew is up here. Whoa, watch them headphones. I might want to lower them a little bit.
Kinda loud.
You're loud. It's over here? Alright. How's that? That better?
Yeah.
Alright, mine are a lot lower though. I think these headphones suck over here. So Born Talent.
Yep.
You're here because you have a new CD out.
Yep, I got an album out right now called The Essence.
Yep.
Long overdue.
Uh-huh.
Produced by the Avid Record Collector, as well as two joints from DJ Reflection.
Okay.
And I also got Torre and Rise on the track, which you guys been playing deep with the lyrical.
Yep.
My girl Lupita on the track, and that's it. I didn't go with too many collabos. I wanted to make it me.
Sure.
You know, so.
Sure. And who did the scratches?
That's the Avid Record Collector.
Very nice, by the way. Very
appreciate
nice.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, especially, what's the other joint? There's one with Torre and Rise that starts off with the scratches.
Yeah, it's
dope, and it sounds, you know, dope to cut up
good
and stuff like
man.
That. So, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, we try to do it live with the cuts on the live shows, but we run into a lot of situations. They had the turntables a few weeks ago on, like, what was it? What was
it? It's like an old school plastic table, kept shaking.
Wow.
Felt like I was at a house party.
Yeah, you gotta deal with that sometimes.
Yeah.
Definitely gotta deal with that. So, you doing a lot of shows then?
Yeah, I just did, I did the Knitting Factory a few weeks ago. I actually did New Eureka. Shout out to Wise Guy in Gaston.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wise Guy called me up a few weeks ago, had me go down and do New Eureka. And I hadn't been there since, wow. I used to do it every week back in the 90s, it was a surprise to hear from them, but it was cool because they still actually packed the place and it.
Nice.
Things like didn't change since back then, so it was cool.
Yeah, real nice vibe.
But we're working on getting some more shows going. I got a few coming up, but they're not in concrete yet. But there's another Knitting Factory one coming up, and trying to get overseas actually to Germany because that's been my main. With this album so far, my main fan base has been Germany. I get all my orders online been from Germany. Crazy.
So you got distribution over there or what?
No.
It's been
all off of my site and I just been shipping them out. The only distribution I have right now is I did the CD Baby just because they got me, which they actually did better than I thought they would. They actually got me on iTunes the first week it was out, so I've got a lot of iTunes downloads, so it actually worked out good. But I'm still working on getting things situated.
Okay.
So hopefully I get something more substantial in the future.
Sure. Now, it's interesting actually you mentioned digital. I'm curious, do you have more digital sales than physical, or is it even, or?
I got more illegal downloads than anything.
More.
The first day that it really released, I got hit up, what was it, about 150 MySpace messages. I got your album, it's hot, I downloaded it. I'm like, they didn't put it up on the download site, so we did a search on Google.
Yeah.
I was on every single blog on the front page. And I was like,
platinum on the blog.
Exactly. Yeah, once the album's out there, forget it.
Yeah.
It's all over the place.
I mean, it's a blessing and a curse because I did get my name out, and people who really want to support will now go and download it, hopefully, or pick it up. But you know, what can you do? You can't do anything against it at this point.
Exactly. But if they do want to pick it up, and they're local, they can definitely come down to Fat Beats if they're interested. 406 6th Avenue between 8th and 9th Street above the bagel shop. We have a Born Talent CD, as well as many other fine hip-hop releases up there in the store. And of course, thank you for the shout-out on the record.
Oh, no doubt.
At the end of it, you know, both Fat Beats and the halftime shout-out. So definitely appreciate that.
Well, it's been a big part of my career coming up. Anybody in New York City who's been on the underground scene, you know, you haven't made it unless you've been up on halftime, you've been a Fat Beats. That's what it comes down to, you know?
I like to think that.
That's definitely true, though.
Right up.
But the other thing that the album actually helped me with was my old singles that I have on vinyl are flying overseas.
Right,
it was a dead spot with the vinyl.
Sure.
All of a sudden, they're buying Braggin from 2002.
Nice.
So I'm glad I kind of snuck that on the album as a...
Sure.
Yeah, so the vinyl's actually going pretty good.
So for those that might not know about the past stuff, what was some of the first stuff you put out there?
The first joint I was on officially was a 12-inch EP under the group name Constellation,
right,
which was myself, J-Love, and DJ Muggsy. Muggsy, of course, is the avid record collector now. But we had Waterworld, Tags Up, and For All the Heads. Then 2002, I had a joint called Braggin', an underground tribute, which was 12-inch vinyl. And I was on the Ill Boogie Records Independent Finest Volume 3. And then this last year I put out Bad Side, which you guys were playing with Future and This Is 4 and Sugar Free. And now the Essence album. So
now the Essence album. Full circle.
Yeah, hoping it all goes good. It's been a long time. I remember coming up with Braggin' and being like, all right, yeah, the album's coming out this summer. That was like in 2002.
Many of us have went that path.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, you go through a lot of trials and tribulations. We've done like 70 songs for this album. I got old. Let's go back to the drawing board.
Sure.
So finally, we were like, you know what? Enough's enough.
Right.
We sat down and like this album was all new, except for Braggin', which we left on there.
Sure.
Everything was knocked out in a matter of a few months, and we just said, you know what? Let's finally put this album out and stop procrastinating and do it.
And the label's y'all's own?
Yeah, 54 Side Records, which is myself and the Avid's label from back in the days.
And what's up with the radio show?
The 54 Side Show, we're on RadioHipHop.com. And 91.9 on certain Sunday nights from 9 p.m. to midnight. Yeah, we're in a deal with 91.9 where it's once a month now, but yeah, it's a lot of hectic things going on. But it's underground hip hop, old school, originals. Try to keep everything in the flow of things.
Okay, nice. Avid, what's going on with more production?
Doing a couple joints with Rise.
Okay.
I'm not sure, you know, when some of the stuff is going to come out. Also working on some new joints with Talent. He's got something cooking for the summertime. So we're working on finishing up. I don't know how many new joints you're going to put on there, but it's got a little something coming in the summer.
Not slowing down for nothing, huh?
Nah, you know what? I'm too old, and I figured...
If you're too old, I need to stop.
Yeah. Nah, but we kicked ourselves because... When I put the Constellation and the Braggin', both got real good responses, and it took too long to put something out now where those fans are probably don't even listen to hip-hop anymore.
This
you can't
true.
Find them.
Yeah.
So you know what? We figured you got to keep it fresh. That's why I was like, the Bad Side single went pretty well, so Essence. But even if we're thinking actually by the end of the summer putting out like an internet-only CD, which is a lot of the joints that didn't make the album, but we still thought were real dope and could still be played at this time, along with some new joints on top of that, because... Oh, he had a CD of like 50 beats left over. I'm like, I gotta write for that. Let's stop and just put the album out. So.
Meanwhile, you're stopping him from making money elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Taking everything.
Monopolizing the beats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to another joint off the album. We just talked about this, the Deep with the Lyrical, featuring Rise and Torre, piece of Torre, Marco out there. And again, the Essence CD is in stores right now, as well as online at many fine places. So we're gonna get into this right here at Halftime Radio Show, Born Talent. Be right back.
Leave it to the real MCs like Born Talent. It's Born Talent, you know the name, the name. I think the name speaks for itself. I do things that your favorite MC can't do. Get deep. Lyrical. Born Talent.
WNFM.
I
set it off with 16 bars like 4 packs of Kit Kats. Verses filled with lyrics, yours is just chit chat. I spit facts, and I'm never ashamed of the cats lying so much they need to be tamed. Set it off with 16 bars like 4 packs of Kit Kats. Verses filled with lyrics, yours is just chit chat. I spit facts, and I'm never ashamed of the cats lying so much they need to be tamed. I set it off with 16 bars like 4 packs of Kit Kats. Verses filled with lyrics, yours is just chit chat. I spit facts, and I'm never ashamed of the cats lying so much they need to be tamed. Who's to blame? Not my sound, sound the same. It's talent, talent, rising core.
Remember, remember, name.
Good night, you're nice. You call me BT, that's the initial. And I keep it official like them guys with stripes and whistles. I blow your spot, cause your rhyme sound dense. You're like Erykah Badu, you lack common sense. Man, your flow ain't even halfway nice. With those nursery rhymes, you're right, you need to think twice. It takes a lot more to become an MC. They say that practice makes perfect, it must have made me. Now what about you? I see that you're new to this. You're coming from my number one spot, and that's ludicrous.
So great, the young veteran still spitting it better than. I challenge all contenders, the more the merrier. So brave, with the swag out of this world, the flow is ridiculous. The boy body, the booth, and better than this. So brave. Yo, after one quick stop in the booth and one drop from the dude, you all start to acknowledge the truth. Born talent, so the talent in his optical view. So we collabed and the outcome is huge. It's no out for these dudes. I form words like the alphabet stew. Try to dead me at 26 like the alphabet do. But I kept on going and growing and got cold with the flow. And then at the bar, send the stumble to loop. Oops, I did it again. So sick with the pen that it don't print ink. My rhyme scripted and phlegm. More quick with the gems than your physical trainer. My darts come with double with tongue. No brainers, yeah, dumbing it down, I'm smarting it up to make them learn the whole verse, not ringtone the hook. I've been thrown the book, but I ain't ducking, I hide. I read that, then I passed the rise.
Rise is the baddest MC. When you rhyme around me, you'll feel like less of a man. Rise is the type of character, I'll shine you on tracks. Rise is the effect and the cause. All the ones who came before, I just protected the floors.
Rise, 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 rise. Make some noise for rise.
Why? There's apathy in my verses when I hustle for self. It makes my words hurt like a punch under your belt. So much hashish, 7 L's meld into one. This Dutch massive made me a terrible chum. It's just a phase one ghost, super static as life. Life is a breeze, I smile with a slight overbite. My mind crazy walls build with evil D-Walt drills. I'm butter on the L, Mr. Metaphor, all skills. Fire in my eyes like pumpkins in October. The guy on the poster for functioning bipolar. Poisonous pen technique won't drown as he raves. J-Rise treads, J loves to zone on the wave. Still take a strong hold like a fist made of bricks. My academy is Brooklyn, I get hazardous sick. The plague in my spit, born with the talent in me. The wickedest flow, samples from every MC.
Born talent,
rise, story.
Get deep with the lyrical. Get deep with the lyrical.
Lyrical Born Talent right here live halftime radio show 89.1 FM featuring Rise and Torre. I would have liked to have had Rise mention my name somewhere in there, you know, it would have been yeah. Nice. He's only been up to the show 50 million times.
We'll get the remix going.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
One shout out on the album enough, I guess. So you got shows coming you're working on, and what else? Anything else that aside from the new stuff you're trying to get out there, what else is going on in the life of Born Talent?
Not much.
Wake up, eat a bowl of cereal, watch cartoons. Yeah.
Nah, I'm just trying to push the album as hard as I can. You know what I'm saying? I want to have no regrets when everything's done that I could have done this better, could have done that.
Sure.
I've learned my lessons over the years. So
right.
Trying to push it as hard as I can, get these shows overseas, and basically just keep doing it. I've even gotten into trying to learn the aspects of everything, because also with the delay of the Essence was website, artwork, all that stuff. So I decided, I got so tired of waiting for friends who were gonna do it. We're gonna, you know, hook you up.
Right.
I went and learned web design, did my site myself.
Nice.
I learned the artwork, it did my whole, all the album artwork's done by me. I just I'm my own producer. It's like Master Ace said back on his older album, the promoter, the show handler, the artwork,
exactly.
The managers, everything, you know? But I'm learning the business, 100%, where if I ever get, when I get older and I'm not rhyming, I can help somebody else out.
Exactly.
Not gonna need me anymore.
You might still need you for scratches.
Yeah, that's true.
And whose stuff was that on the cover of the CD?
The equipment?
Yeah, everything in the records and all that stuff.
Actually, mostly the Avids, but actually some of mine. Yeah. The ASR-10 was mine from when I used to make beats.
See, you heard that he used to make beats.
Okay.
And he has turntables, so he might not need to do that.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you remember, I used to shop at Fat Beats in the 90s. I was buying records. I just started MCing more and fell off. I still collect certain records that I like, and I still have a good collection of the 90s independent joints, though. So I just gave up the beats because I figured I didn't like anything I made from me to rhyme on. So I was like, you know, I got him, so what do I need? What do I need to do it for?
And how long have you all been working together?
92, officially. Yeah. I've known him since second grade. We went to school together, so.
That's crazy.
We were friends way before the music thing, but it just so happened he was the local DJ, I was the local MC, so that's how we...
And local from where?
White Plains up in Westchester. Around Yonkers, Mount Vernon, the Rochelle, for those who don't know the area.
Exactly, the hip-hop area.
Yeah, there are some MCs up there.
Just a few. Yeah. And what's the website information?
www.borntalent.com. And of course, myspace.com/borntalent.
Uh-huh.
And myspace.com/theAvidRecordCollector.
Okay.
People interested in Avid's beats, as long as I haven't used them yet.
Right. Once you get the approval.
Yeah.
They can go out there for sale. And that's where you can find all the information on what Born Talent or the Avid Record Collector have going on in terms of projects, in terms of shows. And what about anyone else within your camp you're working with?
I'm doing some joints with this cat Anonymous from Nauru, from New Rochelle.
Okay.
He's a dope MC, and still waiting for J Love to get his stuff going.
Yeah.
You know?
He's been on a hiatus for a while.
Yeah.
He's actually not on my album. That's a shame. That's how.
Did you chase after him for a little while?
Oh. He was supposed to be on Deep with the Lyrical, but after about 2 years of chasing, I finally just had to press it.
That's crazy.
Shout out to J Love.
Yeah,
also, there's another project actually that'll be being worked on pretty soon.
Amigo, let me guess, it's gonna be a DVD.
No, it's gonna be a Lupita album possibly.
Okay.
Since R&B is whack now and nobody uses hip hop beats.
Right.
So I figured maybe Avid throw her some tracks and let her get down on some stuff.
That'll be hot. That'll definitely be hot. Halftime radio show. What we're going to do right now, my man Skid is going to throw on an instrumental, and then Born Talent is going to get deep with the lyrical live right here. Halftime radio show. Peace to Duck Down, Noha, Drew Ha, Buckshot, 5FT. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah, check it out. About to do this. Yeah. Yo, it's Born Talent, freestyle, you know how I do. I was up here a year ago, guess that makes us round two. But you know, this time I go for the TKO. A total knockout with the flow. It's Born Talent, freestyling off of the brain. Like I said before, I'm repping the city of White Plains. Born Talent, I got these rhymes in bunches. I'm not the Kool-Aid man, I hold back on no punches. We got a clip, Skiz Mars 1, PD Cologne, the Avid Record Collector, and a microphone. It's Born Talent, so y'all need to stand clear. Damn. You know how many legends been sitting in this chair? Right here on NYU 89.1. Represent the flow, my son. It's Born Talent off the top of the dome. Mentally gifted. Born Talent on the freestyle. Check how I rip it. Talented and gifted. He's got the same phone as me. Born Talent on this microphone. The way it's supposed to be. With the flows, I believe this is Ninth Wonder. Off the top of the dome, you never catch me blunder. Ninth Wonder like the bread. So check what I said, I keep it hot. I gotta give a shout to Buckshot, cause he rhymes on the track. They got some chemistry like BT and Avid. But right now, you know it's me. Off the top of the mental, how I kick up a four. It's Born Talent, yo, I rhyme for sure. Off the top of the brain, city of White Plains, don't get it twisted. Right now, I'm mentally deranged. Damn, I got a bad toothache because it's infected. But check it out because I wreck it. Tomorrow morning, I gotta check the dentist. But right about now, it's all about representing. You know how it goes though, no pain, no gain. So I'ma freestyle off the brain with no Novocaine. But that's okay, White Plains is where I'm from. Shout to DJ Reflection, he produced Dumb. That's a joint on my album, it's called The Essence. So stop by Fat Beats and you can feel the presence. Or download stuff over on iTunes. I can rip from Wednesday night to Monday afternoon. afternoon. It's called 212-998-1818. I think that was the number. Did I get it straight?
Yep.
Eclipse says yes, cause he's nodding his head. So check out the number, call it up what I said. You could say, who's that MC spitting the free? And Mars One will tell you, yo, it's like Cat BT, Born Talent, spitting off the top of the noggin. While you listen to my flow, you know I got your head nodding. 89.1, it's NYU, 54 side, me and the Avid, yo, that's the crew. I'm top the dome, yo, I'm drinking Gatorade. Born Talent freestyle, that means his lyrics weren't pre-made. It's no rehearsing, believe me, I'm not cursing on the radio, because I'm still kicking verses when most cats kick rhymes off the LP. I guarantee you'll never hear this on no CD. I got my girl with the camcorder like paparazzi, taking pictures at me, yo, I'm like Posse or Ralph Mouth, because I spit it off at the top. Born Talent, don't know what I'm saying, but I'm off the top of the dome. Check it out, my home, the radio show. It's halftime, Born Talent with the freestyle flow. Yo.
Yeah, Born Talent, halftime radio show. The Essence is in stores right now. What about shout out? Do anyone want a shout out there?
Just shout out Lupita, my brother DJ Mirage, hopefully recording this. Reflection, Big Drews. Big Lex from New Mexico was a fan of our show. I told him to tune in.
All right.
And probably missing mad people, but
I just want to give a shout out to Big Drews, to Skiz, Eclipse, Mars One, PD Cologne for having us up here, and of course for tearing it down every Wednesday like they've been doing for almost 10 years.
Thank you. Exactly. You know, and speaking of that,
shout out 10-year anniversary.
Speaking of that, next Wednesday is going to be the 10-year anniversary right here at the Halftime Radio Show. We've been telling y'all about it. This year we've kept it under wraps. We're not telling y'all who's going to be here. I'm just telling y'all, it is definitely by far going to be the most incredible anniversary yet. I am not BSing y'all. The lineup is crazy. The lineup is sick. You have to tune in next Wednesday, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. and check out who's gonna be up here. We got the illest producers, the illest DJ, and the illest MC is gonna be up here. And that is the Halftime Radio Show's 10-year anniversary. I cannot believe we're still here. This is ridiculous.
A good thing though.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. So that's next Wednesday. But right now, it's this Wednesday, and it's Born Talent, the Average Record Collector, the SNCD in stores. And that's pretty much that. Once again, give them the website information.
www.borntalent.com or myspace.com/borntalent. Hit me up. Support hip hop, please.
Yes, please do that. If you like what you hear, do not be afraid to actually purchase something.
Yeah.
It helps keep stores open and websites open, and artists continue to make music.
Exactly.
Tell us about Just a Dream.
Was that the last track we actually ended up recording before? That was like a last minute deal. It's a real song, you know what I'm saying? Because it's basically about dreaming of being an MC,
right?
And it's like the exaggerated stuff, like the MSG you'll hear and all that, and the reality, that's not what I'm doing. But at the same time, at the end of the song, I am doing what I dreamed.
Sure.
I mean, how many people I know that were MCs with me throughout the years and were like, I give anything to have a record in store, to right. be on the radio.
Right.
I may not have blown up and went platinum, but you know what, I did live my dream. I could look back. I have a record on my wall at my house, you know, I could look back and show my kids, yo, I did it, you know, I did it. So
yeah, there it is. All right, so thank you very much for coming through.
Thanks for having us, you know what I'm saying?
Of course, and I'm sure we'll see you this summer with the next project that's going to be out.
Definitely, yeah.
And we're going to get into this last joint, Born Talent, the Average Record Collector, Just a Dream, Halftime Radio Show, Don't Go Nowhere.
It's 2:45.
3. Gotta meet Abbott at MSG, Madison Square Garden. Tonight we got a show. 20,000 fans to see me flow. But right, looking at my watch, it's 3:15. 3. Gotta meet Abbott at MSG, Madison Square Garden. Tonight we got a show. 20,000 fans to see me flow. But right, looking at my watch, it's 3:15. 3. Gotta meet Abbott at MSG, Madison Square Garden. Tonight we got a show. 20,000 fans to see me flow. But right now, I gotta deal with this long line of autographs and CD covers I gotta sign. And never mind the 4 interviews, hip-hop magazines, and the nightly news. Paparazzi taking shots at me like a sniper. Not rowdy like Roddy, but I gotta pay the piper. It's all good, it's the price you pay when your song gets played 50 times per day. But anyway, back to the matter at hand. Come up with show plans to satisfy these fans. A simple freestyle and I'm making them scream. What can I say, yo, I'm living a dream. Yeah, you know how it goes. More like 40 people at the shows. It's all good though. Got everybody telling me I need to get a real job. Forget this music. You know what I say? Sunrise, morning rush hour, that's too soon. Come on, you know the deal, I don't wake up till noon. 9 to 5, that ain't in my vocabulary. The word J-O-B, man, that sounds scary. A suit? We must be playing cards, bring the loot out. When I hear the word tie, I'm thinking of a shootout. You know the dress code, jersey and sneakers. A conference call is AFC, discussion through my speakers. Benefits, I got many, do you? My favorite one is no boss telling me what to do. Like when to take lunch, just for his enjoyment. Yeah, I gotta check too, it's called unemployment. Christmas time, you got no money. I know this when the other team's over the limit. I got a bonus, wouldn't you love a situation like mine? I tell your boss to go and stick it where the sun don't shine. Yeah, you know, I actually did that anyway. Boss is trying to tell you, stay to 8 o'clock at night, not get paid. Forget that. I'm just dreaming about doing this music. Who knows if it's gonna come true?
Dreams do come true.
Man, this ain't Disney. I'm just waiting for reality to hit me over the head or smack me right in the face. At the snap of a finger, put me back in my place. In any case, I remember when I was young, used to rap and beatbox just for fun, and listen to the radio and wish it was me, that one day maybe I could be an MC and get my song played for everyone to hear. The heads would start bobbing when it reaches the ear. I just want some radio play, that's all. And in the store, I want to see my records on the wall, then step on stage and do some live shows. Have fans give me props for kicking my flows. I suppose it's not impossible if I stay committed. Oh wait, come to think about it, I did it. Yeah, I actually did it. Dreams come true. I got my record up on the wall at Fat Beats and all these record stores. I've done shows. Got my songs played, been up on the halftime show. Played on Stretch and Bob, all that good stuff.